You're listening to the Common Fan Podcast, a Husker football podcast for the common fan by the common fan.
Welcome back to the Compan Podcast. We're having all kinds of laughs before we even start recording tonight. I am TJ Burkle, as always, alongside Maddie Owens Sr. and Geoff in Lincoln. We've got lots to talk about today, Common fans. We got a new special teams coordinator. We might not have a spring game. We might not have Valentino's at the stadium. I don't know what's going on. Our pets' heads are falling off. And we stole a top-tier lineman from Notre Dame. So
lots of ins, a lot of outs, a lot of what have yous.
But first, Common fans, make sure to go to cpbeef.com. Use the promo code Common Fan. Order all the certified Piedmontese beef your heart desires. Everybody knows at this point, it's a beautiful, delicious Nebraska beef product. All the any steak you can think of, ground beef, ribs, beef bacon, roasts, all the beef. And it's good for your chili. It's good for your winter, like just like good cozy night meals indoors when it's snowing outside. So get all the CP beef your heart desires. Certified Piedmontese, cpbeef.com. Use the promo code COMMONFAN for 25% off. Do it. It now. You should also go to silliesco.com, SILLIESCO.com, and get your Common Fan socks.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want socks right now? Everybody, you need socks every day of the year. Who doesn't need socks? And they have all kinds of fun socks at Sillies. And you can use the promo code GBR for life. That's GBR, number 4, LIFE, all one word, GBR for life. Get 25% off there too. Silliesco.com. Make sure you get your Common Fan socks, of course. And then see what else they have. They got lots of fun stuff, fun colors, fun designs, all kinds of fun stuff. Great for you, great for your spouse, great for your friends, great gift ideas, great for everyone. Socks, everyone needs socks. So go to silliesco.com and get your socks. Gentlemen, let's start here. We've got a new special teams coordinator.
Yes.
He's had some of the best special teams units in the country the last 4 years. Now he's coming to Nebraska. We're probably going to win the national championship this year.
I don't know. I don't even think it's probably. I think
is that a stretch?
No.
Okay.
No, but you got to love. You got to love it. I mean, the guy brought so much energy to the sideline when he was here as linebackers coach.
Yes.
And I mean, even at the time, I was like, I love his energy. At times, was like, okay, he might need to tone it down a little bit.
Dude, so let's back up. We're talking about Mike Eckler.
Yes.
David City, Nebraska native, right?
Mm-hmm.
And home of the Burkles. That's where the Burkles originated when they came to Nebraska City. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he played at Kansas State, was awarded by some group, Special Teams Player of the Year when he was at Kansas State. And he was on Pelini's staff. He coached linebackers for Bo Pelini. He's been at USC. He's been at Ohio State. He's been at LSU. He's been at a bunch of big-name programs. And for the last 4 years, he was the special teams coordinator for Tennessee. And Matt Rhule, it was announced, well, by the time this comes out, I guess it'll be about a week since this, once this episode comes out, that Mike Eckler was announced as the special teams coach. Sorry, I guess we should have started there with
the facts. We should have.
But my lasting memory of him, Matty-O, is of him just like seemingly, he doesn't seem like a big guy, but like just jumping like Michael Jordan on the side around the sidelines when he was on Pelini's staff.
Yeah. You can tell the guy just absolutely loves football, like just loves it.
I'm so excited.
And you look at like the numbers that Tennessee's had with like the punt return average. I've long heard that like you want like a around 10 for punt return average is like pretty good. You know, I think they're at like 14. And they blocked a bunch of kicks. They didn't allow a bunch of block kicks, which we allowed a lot last year. What do you like, 10 kicks or something like that, field goals and punts. So, yeah, this is like need number one to, I think, many of us was get that right. Get that, you know, it's the old three-headed monster or whatever you want to call it. The term's escaping me, but it's offense, defense, special teams, right? That's a huge part of football.
Mm-hmm. So, to your point, Matty-O, A quote from Huskers Illustrated. Quote, special teams at Tennessee under Eckler were considered elite. The Vols ranked either first or second in the SEC in punt return average. Pardon you, Jeff. In
Sorry.
Eckler's first 3 seasons, the Vols were first in the SEC in punt return defense in 2 of his first 3 years. In 2024, Tennessee averaged 15.7 yards per punt return, ninth in the country, and gave up 6.7 yards per return during. Okay, that was okay. Bob. So that's kind of the main. That's the numbers on special teams. Do I have any? Okay, yeah, that's the gist of what I have there from Huskers Illustrated for attribution there, but and just how like. Spot on, Matteo. How many times have we talked about like just average special teams play? I guess we said this about the offense too. Just average. Just don't let it be a hindrance. Don't hurt yourself with special teams.
Right. Yeah.
And like we probably win 2 more games in 2024 alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, all of 2019, I just these things pop into my head. All of 2019 was an adventure because we didn't have a place kicker going into the year. We had tryouts. For anybody on campus, if you want to try out to be Nebraska's kicker, you can come try
Yeah.
out during the season, 2019. And then 2021, I think about that Michigan State game where the black shirts just completely bottled up. Kenneth Walker III had that game won, and we gave up the punt return for the touchdown and ended up losing in overtime. Like the examples go on and on, just in even some games that we won in 2024. We had kicks blocked against Purdue, block punt against,
Rutgers.
Right, yeah, block kicks against Rutgers, block punt in the bowl game, and then of course special teams mishaps absolutely cost us the Iowa game. So it's just one of those things we've seen from certain schools that won't be named here, how elite special teams can lead to wins even when you get outplayed in the other phases. But man,
Iowa.
if Eckler can even get us to like average, maybe slightly above average, it'll feel like a massive improvement. It will be a massive improvement.
Yeah,
100%.
100%.
What I think about it is it's another one of Matt Rhule's like statement hires. Like he's sending a message here. Like he did it with Dana, right? We needed to change up that offense big time. Things weren't working. He brings in Dana Holgorsen to straighten things out and a little bit different than what we saw with Marcus Satterfield. Statement hire, changing things up in the way we do things. This is completely, it's almost like the anti-opposite of what we've seen before. Now we're going to have somebody out there. Tons of energy, like you said, Matt, jumping all over the sidelines. I love it just because of the optics of it. Like, all right, things you said we need to be average at least. I think this guy's probably it's gonna be above average, in my opinion, with the way his track record with other schools now. He's said Tennessee, wasn't he at USC too? Before this.
In some capacity, yeah.
So he's been all over the place. He's worked with a lot of big time schools and since he's been at Nebraska. So I'm pretty excited. I think it's gonna be really fun to watch and it's gonna be really cool to see how things
Well,
shake
and
out. But
like too
I think it's gonna
with special teams, guys, when you play special teams, you gotta like you're running down on punt coverage or kickoff team. You wanna have guys that have a little bit of a screw loose.
be
And
good.
so when you've got a
Right.
guy running the thing that's a little bit nutso, to me, like I'm all for it. I'm all for it. 'Cause you gotta have guys with just a little bit extra juice, right? And that's what Nebraska for so long, like special teams was never a concern. And you could say part of that was the talent level that we had, because we'd had guys that are on second and third team that could be starting anywhere else and they're playing special teams. But like now, I think we're building the talent level back up, and we're gonna have guys that could be starting on lower level Power Four programs on our special teams. You combine that with a little bit of the juice, a little bit of the screw loose mentality, and I think we're off and running, guys.
Yeah,
Like,
I love that.
yeah, fantastic. It's just an absolute great hire. And Jeff, something you just said, like the way we and TJ said it multiple times, the way Coach Rhule doesn't stand pat. It's so refreshing to have a coach that goes, okay, that is a problem, and I'm going to try to do what I can to fix it. It's not
Yeah,
like,
for
oh, we're
sure.
going to just tweak this little thing here, and we're going to keep our special teams coordinator, but we're going to make this little adjustment. No, like, it needs a big change. It has needed a big change for the last 2 seasons, and we're doing it. And it's so refreshing to have a guy in charge that is willing to make those moves.
I love it just from the fact that Matt Rhule knows what he's doing. It's hires like this are what bring, it gets people even more on his side. You know what I mean? Like he knows what he's doing. He needs the fans to have his back, and hires like this make fans appreciate Matt Rhule and what he does. So it's calculated. I love it, and it's a good hire anyways.
He's absolutely not messing around. Interestingly, guys, and I think this was a good, it's a good lesson and reminder for us not to completely jump off the reservation anytime we hear him say something. But I wrote about the Eckler hire and how, I mean, I think given the difference that special teams has made, mostly in a negative way, and given what a difference he could make if he flips those units, the special teams units. My contention in the article was this is quite possibly the most important addition, player or coach of the offseason for Nebraska. But another thing I wrote about, and by the way, common fans, you can find any of these articles on our website, www.commonfan.co, where you
It's a
can
lovely
also
website.
sign up for our newsletter, which is free, subscribe on YouTube, which is free, all of those things. So go to our website, commonfan.co. Check it out. You can keep up with all the fun and frivolity of the common fans, and you can read my latest article on Mike Eckler. But I mentioned this in the article. Rhule gave a press conference the weekend, 2 days before Eckler was hired, I think 2 or 3 days before. And he was talked about special teams. And he said something that I was kind of troubled by. He said, because we all watched, we've talked about this, we're the common fans, we're not X's and O's experts, but it clearly wasn't good. It clearly hasn't been good. And so Rhule says, quote, I don't think anything we did wrong was wrong schematically last year. A lot of our problems stem at the snapper position. And once that happens, you're trying to compensate for things. It was not a good year from that perspective. And then he went on to say, quote, I don't think we can put any more time into it in terms of practice. I don't think we can put any more time in terms of meeting, end quote, meetings. This was very troubling to me because one, like, yes, the snapper was an issue, and that was the reason for
Can't
some
argue with that.
misses and some blocks. Yes, that's true. But there were many other issues, like the return game, generally speaking,
Yes.
and both punt and kick returns. And then also it was like, wow, it sounds like so you're saying you put a lot of time into it for what we saw on the field. Is that what you're saying? But I kind of came to the conclusion that, like, for whatever reason, it just wasn't working. They probably were work like they probably the snapper was an issue, and maybe that does solve a lot of things, fixing the snapper issue. Like, I don't want to discount what he said, but I also think like coaches say things and they choose not to say things for reasons, right? So, we saw with Satterfield, Rhule wasn't going to throw him under the bus. He's a professional. He's not going to stand up there and blame somebody else. But what did he do? What were his actions? He went and hired Daniel Holgorsen, right? Same here. Like, he would probably didn't want to throw Ed Foley under the bus. They've coached together before. Foley's done a lot of good work with the high schools in Nebraska. I'd be kind of interested to see if he has an opportunity to keep a role on the staff doing something, because he's rebuilt a lot of the relationships around Nebraska. And I love his pictures when he posts pictures on social
Food,
media from
food.
food from diners around Nebraska. But so Rhule maybe didn't want to throw him under the bus. Maybe he didn't want to throw the players under the bus who are on those units. Maybe he
Sure.
wants them to, he wants guys to have a reason to, whatever it was.
Just the snapper. Screw that guy.
Just the snap guy.
He's pissing me off.
He's gone anyway. We brought a new snap. We got a snapper in the transfer portal, so he's gone. He didn't make the 105, that's for sure. So anyway, I just like it's just a good lesson, like. 2 days later, he hires Mike Eckler, and maybe he already had Eckler in the boat at that point. But basically, like, actions speak louder than words. I'm not saying we shouldn't listen to what Matt Rhule says, but sometimes you got to wait for the whole picture to kind of develop, right? So probably just a good, because Husker fans, especially on social media, everyone, like, the minute something remotely frustrating or controversial is muttered by anyone surrounding the program, 417 people have to comment on it, and then everybody has to comment on those comments, and stuff gets out of control really quickly.
Yes.
Threat level 1000 for that.
Threat threat level midnight. DEFCON one, DEFCON one. All right, switching gears. Any other thoughts on Eckler? Just really exciting stuff there,
Yeah,
guys.
just glad to have him back. Glad to have him
It's just
back on the Nebraska sideline.
so
Welcome
refreshing.
back, Mike. Welcome.
Just
Love you, Mike.
how are you guys gonna feel when we like actually like
Love you, Mike. Sorry,
the
John.
first time we field a kick and actually like get positive yardage out of it, like what are you gonna do?
There's
Like
I guarantee you there's gonna be like
we did
like
it.
a like a sarcastic standing ovation for like a 12-yard punt return.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, I love it. So also at that same press conference I referenced, switching gears, when Rule talked about special teams, he said something that made national headlines about the spring game. But he said he highly doubted it would happen. And he went on to say, quote, "I hate to say it like this. It's really because last year we were one of the more televised spring games, and I dealt with a lot of people offering our players a lot of opportunities after that." He went on to say, "The word tampering doesn't exist anymore." This is a quote. "It's just absolutely free, open market. So I don't necessarily want to open up to the outside world," end quote. That's, I guess it shouldn't be surprising. That's kind of eye-popping. I guess that's why it made headlines nationally.
Yeah, but
I mean,
I mean, it makes sense,
yeah, I
right?
get it.
Like it and really I read that and I'm like, "Oh, dang." You know, but we talked about this last spring. Like, do we care about the spring game? And kind of our
Yeah.
consensus here with the three of us was like, not really. But like, we want to know what's going on in spring ball. And that's just like kind of the what you see. You know, it's like, but I'm kind of thinking like, is Rhule ahead of the game here on this with everything that's going on? Like, I would be surprised to see other schools follow the lead if we just do decide to say, hey, forget the spring game, you know? The thing that sucks, and I've said this before, is there are some people who maybe can't make it to a regular season game, maybe can't afford it, maybe they've got four kids like I do, and that gets a little prohibitive with cost. Like, that's an opportunity for those people to get in the stadium, to stand and clap for the fight song, and do all those things. That's the crummy part from t the way I see it. Is that people missing out on that? And it's an excuse in April to like get the game day feel a little bit. That's the only thing that I think is like that kind of sucks. That won't happen if they don't do the spring game. But other than that, I'm like, I totally get it.
I agree with you, Matt. Like I understand what he's saying, especially since it's televised. So I guess my question is, can we just untelevise it? Like, can we just have the spring game and just not have it on television? Or I don't know. In my years past, like I always viewed the spring game kind of like the Pro Bowl. You know, like nobody, it's there, it's fun, it's an event. Like, can you just change it up a little bit then instead of doing like an actual scrimmage?
Like
Have some
skills
games, have some
competition.
fun out there. Yeah. Do something like that. Just something to get the crowd into it, but still like an event that you can attend. It still generates some money for the university, but also gives like a good time for, you know, the kids to go to and the families to go to, like you're saying, that maybe couldn't necessarily go to an actual regular season game. So
Yeah,
I
that's a
get it.
thought.
Well,
That's a
I
thought.
mean,
I get it.
if they did the game, they didn't televise it, but they sold tickets, Jeff. Then you run the risk of, you know, Michigan sending Connor
Of Connor
Stallions to the
Exactly. I was going
game.
to say, you're going to have somebody out there with
And then
binoculars.
the fake mustache on and
Well,
trench
yeah,
coat.
he wouldn't be buying tickets. He'd figure out a way to get on the sideline in
Damn,
like
Michigan. He's gonna make
Nebraska
the
or
find a
something.
way. He's gonna do
You're
the
right.
Dare drug-free pledge at halftime and get it for free.
No, I totally agree with you guys. I guess what really jumped out to me is, and maybe it shouldn't be surprising, we all kind of know. It's so I don't like I think everyone kind of knows this tampering. What if there is a tampering rule, no one's following it at this point,
Right.
right? Like
Correct.
guys read how do guys enter the portal and a day later they're making commitments somewhere else, right? There's a lot of money involved now, it's big money. Someone is gonna have to come in with some parameters and guardrails for all of this because it's madness. On three just did a really interesting article just about like what schools are investing the most in NIL, but also like things that players are asking for, like private jets are on the list, cars, stuff for family. Like it's really out of control and ridiculous. But that's side note. But I think that just his point about it being such a problem that you can't even televise a spring game, that's insane to me.
Crazy,
You know,
for
like
sure.
again, it's the portal give it, the portal take it away. It's always an opportunity. Like there's always opportunities to find talent when you need it in the portal, and everybody gets excited about that. But it just sucks as a fan. It sucks to like you're gonna lose guys every year to the portal. This year, it kind of felt like, at least from the Nebraska perspective, after a little bit slower year of not losing guys in the last offseason, It felt a lot more hectic this year. Guys leaving, coaches leaving. That was part of it, but just a lot of craziness there. And it's hard to, like we think about growing up and we still talk about our favorite players from those days, and you get attached to guys because they're around for 4 and 5 years. And that's also how you build a program and camaraderie and all those things. So we're definitely losing something in college football. And now it's impacting things like the spring game, And I agree. I'm with you guys. Like we talked about this a fair amount last year. I'll read in spring ball. Everybody's ha so missing football. I'll read every practice report during spring ball. I love to know what's going on, but the game itself has never done a whole lot for me. I don't know.
I
I
agree.
really
The play
didn't watch the whole
calling,
thing.
the play calling's extra vanilla, and it's kind of like, yeah,
It's a
whatever.
scrimmage,
But you
but you know
do,
the other.
I do wonder if the Big Ten has something to say about it, because they're going to televise it on BTN, and that's ad revenue, and that's all those things. So you wonder if they're going to be like, no. Like, we're planning on televising your spring game, and you need to do the spring game. If
Well,
and
here's
even if
what.
they have the th authority to do that, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, so here's part of the piece too that I don't think Rule talked about. But last year, Demetrius Bell and Bly Hill both had season-ending injuries in the spring game. So it's kind of
That's a good
like,
point.
I mean, I
But
know they
that can
practice.
happen in practice too.
I was gonna say they practice hard during the season, so that can happen in practice. But I wonder if that's a factor. You have to assume they'll do some sort of public event and maybe have some competitions, have the
There we
players
go.
around.
That
They
would
got
make
to do something,
sense. That would
right?
make
Some
sense.
so people
Pro
can
Bowl
people who
style.
can't go to a lot of games or something can come do that or whatever. But I don't know if it'll be something worthy of televising. But you got to figure they'll do something, right? But I don't know. It's weird. We're saying all of this, and I don't think any of us are going to lose any sleep tonight over the spring game. But it does feel like I don't know. I feel like college football is changing so rapidly.
It
It
is.
feels
It's
like
like
fans are losing something.
I feel like I think it's probably a statement to or a testament to our age too. It's just things you get used to and you take it for granted after a while. And yeah, we said on the last podcast that we talked about the spring game and it really didn't affect us one way or the other. But it is just another part of your life that you've probably enjoyed and didn't really appreciate as much as you get older that you probably should have. And so it just kind of sucks that you see things like that that you used to have as just an everyday part of your life every year, part of the season, possibly not be there anymore. So just kind of weird.
I don't know how old you are, Jeff, but I got a lot of runway left, pal.
Okay. Yeah. I know you do. You're a healthy boy. You do a
That
lot of stuff at the doctor frequently. Good for you. Good for
was
you.
not, oh, do I?
Yeah.
That was a really, that was a very thoughtful point, Jeff. I'm sorry. I didn't mean
I'm
to
try I'm trying to be I'm trying to be a
make
good,
light of
respectful common fan here. To all you common fans out there, I'm sorry if you're losing something here. I don't really care about the spring game, but if you're
it.
losing something, I'm sorry that
We're with you.
that
We're with you.
sucks.
We're here.
I
We're
hear
here
for
for
you.
you. I thought
Yeah,
you
I
were going
hear
to
for you.
say, I don't really care about much about being healthy or going to the doctor.
That
That
either. Well,
either.
good for TJ.
I'm not that healthy, but I try. We all try. We're all trying our best,
We're all
Jeff. All
trying. Yep.
right.
Well, any other thoughts on the spring game? We got a couple more high points to hit here. We're in
Spring game now. I think we've said our piece.
By the time this episode comes out, it'll be the day after the Super Bowl. And we're kind of right now, I mean, we're already kind of there, but we're in this like no man's land. I think we've talked about this before. I really don't like January and
No, it's
February.
terrifying.
Oh,
God, it's the
like,
worst.
and then like March Madness, life starts getting a little bit better. And then after that, it's pretty much baseball season. And then it's summer and everybody can like, everything gets a little bit better until it's college football time again. But boy, this is the time of year. Even the players, they're doing winter workouts. They're doing study hall. They're not having any fun. Like this is the time of year. This time of year sucks.
Yeah,
It really does. I
the
don't
next
know.
5 6 weeks
Gray.
until from like now from like early February till March Madness starts, it's just like just cling on, just
Yeah,
hang
just hang
on,
on.
guys.
Hey, and the common fans are going to be here to help you get through it.
We are. We're
Okay.
gonna be here.
We're going to be here. Commonfan.co, www.commonfan.co. Go to the website. We're going to be doing episodes at least once a week throughout the off season. Fear not, common fans. We're here to get you through it. We're here to have fun and frivolity and talk about all the timely topics of the day, like Jeff losing his Valentinos at the stadium. Next up, I'm not sure I fully grasp what all this means, But let's go here. This
I
is
took a look
a.
at an article, that article you were talking about. I read through that thoroughly because
I'm glad you did, Jeff.
this is where I thrive, okay?
What, reading?
Concessions. Oh, concessions.
Concessions. Yeah.
Concessions.
So big, more big news this week. There's always news with Husker football, even in the doldrums that we just talked about. There's always news. So the let's see, Aramark Sports and Entertainment will serve food, beer, and other drinks at Husker football, volleyball, and soccer games. By the way, the beer thing is new. So the Philadelphia-based company agreed to a 10-year, $10 million contract with the university. It's still got to be approved by the Board of Regents. I'm not sure when that meeting's taking place. Anyway, here's one thing that jumped out. This is from a Nebraska Public Media article. It's very short. That's why Jeff was able to read it.
Yeah, it took
It's
2 seconds, just like that.
with
The new
many small words.
the new contract would
Board of
replace.
Regents. What does this mean?
The new contract would replace the school's partnership with the Valentino's offshoot Premier Catering for game day food and drinks. So there's actually a bit more to unpack here. I think we all knew beer was coming to the stadium eventually, right? But like, are you gonna be able to get a 16-ounce Coors Light? Is it gonna cost you $17? Or like
It's going to be
what's
expensive.
you
It's going to
think?
be
Yeah, I was
really
just curious.
that
I'm
Aramark
wondering
from
what the options will be. Like, is there going to be some from the Nebraska Brewing Company, some of the craft brew, our dear friends at White Elm? Are we going to have some of the craft brew scene, or is it just going to
yeah.
be straight up 16-ounce domestics?
I
I don't know.
from
Either
from
way,
what I've
you know.
heard, like I know like they so they I think they do concessions for both the Royals and the Chiefs, I'm pretty
I
sure.
think you're right.
And it sounds like the way that they have things set up down there is that they do have like some local, I think, craft beers on tap. So we might get lucky and get some of those here in Lincoln. But yeah, they do the Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller Lite type thing. But they might have a couple of local beers on tap, but don't know for sure. But that's what it sounds like.
You know what I hope they have that I have seen at multiple stadiums is like the self-service. So you have a big long like 20 feet of just cooler of like water, beer, and
Of
all that.
like fridges, coolers.
Yeah. And you go in and you grab what you want and you put it on the little camera thing and it tells you how much you owe. And there's like one worker there supervising this whole self-service thing. And you just go grab what you want, pay for it, and get the hell out of there. I don't want to go stand in line. I want to stand in a 20-person line, 20 deep person line to get two tall boys. Like, get the hell out of here. Go get
So
that. Unbelievable.
I
Just give
agree
me
with you.
Jaded
Don't give
Ola.
Jeff any ideas. I've been visiting Jeff in the corner fridge, shoveling 16 ounces into his stupid Notre Dame sweatshirt and just jumping over the turnstile and taking off.
Go, go,
He did Jeff up and
go.
wear the Notre Dame hoodie again tonight.
Don't Jeff it up. All right, what were
Jeffing
you
up.
saying, Jeff?
No, I was gonna, to your point before, it's gonna be expensive. I mean, it's not gonna be cheap. And I
Everything's
guess,
gonna go up. Yeah.
yeah, you get what you like. We wanted it, so we're gonna pay for it now. The only thing that sucks, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think that now that they're gonna sell alcohol, that we can leave during like halftime. I
You might
think
not be able to.
I think that we're gonna have to stay in the stadium now. And I didn't fully think that through when I was campaigning of how great it would be if you could buy a beer at Memorial Stadium. Part of the game experience, in my opinion, is at halftime when you can like leave, go out to the parking lot, gather your thoughts, especially when things aren't going right, talk to your buddies, maybe drink a pop or two, and then come back in reinvigorated. Like, all right, it's the second half. We're going to turn things around. Things are
Yeah,
going to go great now.
I agree
Now
with
you're
that.
just kind of stuck inside if this turns out the way it is. You don't get that anymore. Like that's kind of a drawback to this, if you ask me.
I like that too, Jeff, but the problem with that always for me is I'm never able to get back in time to see like the first two series of the second half.
Well, you get sucked
So
in
it's
at
like you're giving
tailgate.
that
Jeff doesn't
up.
care about that, Matt. Jeff doesn't care about
Well,
that.
those of us who care
Camaraderie.
about
I
the
care
actual
about camaraderie,
football.
TJ. I care about camaraderie. Me and my friends coming together for the greater good. God bless America.
God bless camaraderie. But
Well,
I want to see every single play I can. Like I don't want to be like running back into the stadium trying to like st pop my head over to each tailgate that has a TV as I'm trying to
You
make
get
my way
that? That's a
back
good. There's
in.
TVs out there. Come on, you
It's not
get a
the same.
radio.
It's not the
Oh,
same,
you can
Jeff.
hear it from. You can hear the cheers from the parking lot right
Yeah, and then I'm
outside.
going, what are they cheering for? Did we
And
score?
then look at the television that's in the tailgate right next to you, and then you're good. And then you get. Then you run back inside. Piss everybody off because you're coming in late, and like you have to shimmy
Sorry,
across
excuse
them.
me.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And they look at you judgmentally, like, oh, clearly he's been out in the parking lot for the last, 45 minutes just crushing fireball shooters.
I don't know. I think for me, the I'm not as concerned about all that and being able to leave or not in the in what beer there will be. I'm hoping they're gonna have some local food, guys. Like if
So
we a
I
Nebraska
wanted to go there
game
next.
with
Yeah.
okay, I'm gonna hold off then because I've
Go,
got.
go there, go there.
Oh, I just think you can't like it's and not necessarily like vowels for me, but like you gotta have Runza available.
Yeah,
And I
where does
get and
that
it really
play into
vowels
this?
would be sad for me too. Like if you don't have vowels and Runza at a Husker game, how are we different than every
You gotta
single
have
other
a
damn
Fairbury
stadium
brand hot
in
dog.
the
Yeah,
country
that
or a
too. Hot
Fairbury hot
dogs.
dog? Thank you. Yes. Like all those things to me are like that's local flavor. That's us. That's who
Yeah.
we are. That's
Now,
part of our identity.
it is. Now, I assume the university has quite a bit of leverage in this
I hope
arrangement.
so.
And I don't think they have to be mutually exclusive, right? So, I'm sure Aramark can provide
What the
their
people want.
services, whatever they
Give
are,
the people what they want.
and either the agreements with whoever, Valentino's or maybe Aramark, just makes the Fairbury brand hot dogs themselves, and they taste the same. Whatever. And maybe they whether Aramark is overseeing sort of the Vals and Runs operation, or that's separate. I'm sure if the University of Nebraska wants the local the Vals and Runs to be part of the game day experience, that I'm sure that's part of the discuss. That's already been part of the discussion. Like
For
you, we,
sure.
we're, you know, you get this
You would
$10 million
think.
contract, you're gonna allow for Valentino's pizza.
Well,
You're gonna.
I mean, there's sponsors too. They're not just serving their food in the stadium. Like Vals sponsors a lot of, in-game
Yeah.
segments and signage and runs a two. And so, yeah, I mean, and while we're at it, can we, if they're taking suggestions, can we get a damn Amigos taco truck back in the stadium like there used to
Oh,
be
crisp meat
when I was a
burritos, two for three
kid?
dollars. Two for three
Good Lord.
dollars. That would be
And
fantastic.
Big Red Lemonade. Get the Big Red Lemonade back in the stadium, damn it.
What if they're thinking like me, Matt? What if they're thinking like, runs a
God forbid, Jeff.
I'll take it or leave it. That's fine. If you want to sell a couple of them, fine, whatever. But what if they're like that? It's is this the biggest deal breaker for you of all time that you don't get to eat a hot beef and cabbage hot pocket on a 95
Slander.
degree day in August? Is that the end
Well,
of the
that's
world
not
for
when you need
you?
it the most. And it's
Or in
everyone
November when
knows
it's cold? Hand
prime
warmers.
runs of eating at a Husker game starts in the beginning of October and goes to the end of November. That's prime runs of eating time. I'm with you.
Okay.
I don't want to be, mid-September and it's 90 degrees and at 2:30 in the afternoon and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna take a piping hot runza right now. No, that's not me. But I just don't want us to be
Crispy
like,
burritos,
oh man.
two for $3. Sorry, no.
I would take that
That's
money.
right. Yeah, now I know what's going on here. You guys are both two former sellers at the Memorial
That's right.
Stadium.
I
I
was a
get it
hawker.
now. Yeah, there you go.
They're
Yeah.
called hawkers,
You're
Jeff.
blind loyalty. You can
Yeah.
just like being critical of, I won't go into that. You can be critical of Runza and Valentino's. Just because you live here doesn't mean you have to have blind faith. All right. You can at least be a little bit critical about the quality and the cost. That's
How
all I'm
dare
some
you? How dare you?
some of us had to work for a living, Jeff.
You
For the love of God. All right.
smug,
Don't get me started.
smug little man.
And I worked my way up too, Jeff. I started with peanuts, then I had
Okay, there you
popcorn,
go. Oh, very good.
then I had
Did you do
hot
pop?
dogs 1 year, and then I ended with pop.
Pop
I
would have been a
sold
good one. Look at you
a
guys,
couple years
huh?
into high school, Matty. I'd even leave football practice on Saturday mornings and then go down and sell. And I did the Cokes and the Sprites, and they had the
The
plastic
plastic
tops, the
sleeve over the
cups,
top of the
and
plastic
covered
souvenir
in the
cup.
sticky stuff, and it
Did
was
was
great.
it
Way
like
lots of fun.
Was it like the
Where
really heavy looking like metal rack?
the trays, the
Oh
metal rack
God.
trays.
Wow.
Yeah, yes.
Were you
You
ever
are forged
qualified?
in steel, my friend. You know
That's
that, you
exactly
know what that
right.
is? Damn it, TJ. That's a Midwest work ethic right there. That's what
Thank
you
you for
have.
saying that. Spot on, Matteo.
Well, look
Spot
at
on.
you
Thank you
guys.
for saying
Oh, good for you guys.
that.
Where did you ever get your
Oh no, we must have lost Jeff's audio.
Oh, sorry, Jeff.
What
Jeffed up again.
happened? What
Jeffed it
happened
up
there?
again.
Yeah. I had a really
Well,
good line there too about you getting your hot dog gun license, and Matt ruined
good.
You conceal carry
Yeah.
your wiener, conceal carry.
Are you licensed to handle that gun? Can you, are you, is that legal?
License, conceal and carry that wiener. Wiener schlinger. All right. Well, I think there's more to come on this, more to learn on this.
Yeah, it'll
Look,
be interesting.
I think it's generally like it'd probably be commensurate with plans to make changes to Memorial Stadium. Whatever deal they struck, I'm sure will involve more money for the university, right?
Yeah.
Like there's probably a lot of good reasons behind it. And maybe there will be more options, guys, like for people who, like, if you don't want popcorn and hot dogs, or you want something different from Val's
Give me a super pretzel, damn it.
Bonanza, like every now and then. They're really like, if you think about most, at least like pro sporting events and even some college events, there are not a ton of options, I feel like, and there's actually fewer than there used to be. So maybe this will bring more options.
Maybe
Yeah.
nachos in a helmet. Give me some nachos in a helmet.
Oh, that
That's
would
what I
be
want.
cool.
Yeah.
A little Husker helmet with some nachos in it.
Throw
Or
some
you could
nachos
also
in there.
put ice, you could put ice cream in a Husker
Yeah,
helmet
there you go.
too.
Like an ice cream sundae in
Yeah.
there.
Those are a hit at Major League
Yeah,
Baseball.
exactly.
You know? Yeah.
Dude, the stadium nacho, the stadium nachos are gross. I'm
Are
sorry.
they?
I
I
mean,
didn't know they had them.
the chips are always like
Stale.
stale, or they're like if it's humid out, then they take on the humidity, and then the
Sure.
cheese is just like it's like out of a can. I don't.
Right.
It's
The best. It's
disgusting. No, it's
delicious.
not. By the
That
way,
cheese out
Jeff,
of a can. Authentic nachos.
they do
Authentic.
they do have pretzels at Husker games, Jeff. I know this because my son gets one almost every single game.
I love pretzels, man.
Pretzel and
Yeah, they
cheese.
probably actually have more than I realize. I don't even go to the concession stand. I just sit in my seat and wait for the Val's guy to come by. So I like the Val's and a hot dog usually.
Good man.
Anyway. Okay. One more thing to discuss. Interior offensive lineman Rocco Spindler.
Yo,
Rocco
Rocco. Rocco.
has left the barren wasteland
Don't.
of South Bend, Indiana, and he found
Sit
Jesus in
down.
Lincoln,
Sit
Nebraska.
down. Sit down, you fool.
Notre Dame offensive lineman Rocco Spindler, a grad transfer, has transferred to the Huskers. I think he's a senior. I think he's only got 1 year
I
eligibility.
think you're
I should
right.
have looked that up in advance. But he's absolutely going to be a starter next year. He can play center or guard. I think the Huskers will have some options there. Huge get for the Huskers.
Huge get.
Yeah, we
Huge
previously
get.
got Pritchett, the offensive tackle from Alabama, who is, you assume that's a likely starter, and Spindler as a likely starter. Because we had, Ben Scott came from, where'd he come from? Arizona State or
Yep,
Arizona?
Arizona
Ben
State.
Scott's been the center the last 2 years. He was kind of a seasoned vet when he
Yeah.
arrived. And so between like those two guys and then some of the, we now like Henry Litovsky on the offensive line, Justin Evans Jenkins on the offensive line, Gunnar Gatula. And then you got two guys, Teddy Prochaska and Turner Corcoran, who have played a lot of football for the Huskers and overcoming injury or working through injuries, but may well be back as well. No, and none of that to say anything about the offensive line classes that Matt Rhule has brought in, which every single one of them has been stacked with multiple offensive linemen. So pretty exciting. You got to feel pretty good about the top seven or eight, but I feel like these two guys in particular in the portal really helped the situation on the offensive line. And Rocco Spindler is also an early candidate for the all-name team. So props to him on
Yes.
that.
Yeah. We needed an all-name team guy. I mean, what was the kid's name, the receiver? Dakoldis Crawford.
Dakoldis
I mean,
Crawford,
he
yeah.
was like all college football, all name team. So Rocco Spindler's pretty dang good,
Rocco Spindler's
name
pretty
wise.
solid. That's a cool name. Yeah, you're
Yeah.
right.
Yeah.
But
Jeff,
it's
what are,
this,
what,
sorry.
huh? What? What,
What's,
TJ?
sorry, Maddie. I was just gonna say, what are your
No,
people saying in South Bend about Rocco Spindler.
They say the Huskers celebrate every W, like we say, celebrate every W. That's a good get for them. But frankly, the Irish didn't need him. They've got other resources, so they're just fine. Let's be honest, he was a next man up type of offensive lineman for the Irish anyway.
No, I
So
don't think he
no,
was.
No, he started almost two seasons, two full seasons, Chuck.
I think that's completely made up,
No, it's
actually.
not. That's not true at all. No, it's a like I said, celebrate every W. That's a big one too, especially for if he is a senior. The way I look at it is he's played now under the biggest lights in college football, and I'm not saying that's good as a leader of men for a college football team. He played in the national title game this year, and I feel like that is a big get for the Huskers, and I'm happy for him. I mean, yeah, ideally, sure, I'd love to see him stay at Notre Dame, but you got to do what's best for you, and I think that's going to be good for the Huskers in the long run. And
That's a
that's going to
great
give our
point, yeah.
that's going to give our boy Dylan Raiola a little bit more time in the pocket. We're going to have an experienced veteran there blocking for him. It's good. It's a good thing.
That's a really
But the
good
Irish
point.
didn't need him anyways.
Well, what?
Oh, you had to
What
throw
happened?
that. You did it so well, and then you had to throw that in at the end.
What was the result of that game?
Watch your mouth, all right? You know what it was? Notre Dame cut it to one score and almost came back and won the game after being down four scores. Okay, so that was the outcome of that game.
Matty, I think we cut you off way back there somewhere. Were you saying something?
Yeah, what do you got, Matt?
I was just gonna go back to like, you know, how we talked about Matt Rhule addressing needs and the portal, like the portal, go, you know, that goes for the portal too. Like it's not like we're just out there willy-nilly grabbing whoever's there and whoever's interested. Like it's really like guys that we need at the moment. Like we needed some O-line depth because we're, you know, a little young there. You know, it's getting a long snapper, getting this, getting a punter, getting these, you know, a couple big time receivers, you know, a few big time receivers. Like it's not just like, oh, this guy's 4 stars, this guy's 5 stars, he's probably really good. Let's have him come here. Like it's really the stuff that we need
Well thought out.
to make this playoff run that we're gonna make next year.
Gibson Pyle is another guy
That's a
who
great one.
Gibson
Offensive
Pyle is
line
a great one.
forgot
Recruit,
about
yeah,
that.
in the last year or two.
Oof.
Yeah, another all-name team candidate,
It
Gibson Pyle.
really is.
I had to go back.
Beauty.
So I know knowing that we were going to talk about Rocco today, I went back and watched the
Rocco.
clip from, Rocco. Can't remember his last name in the movie, but Rocco is one of Michael Corleone's like henchmen and right-hand men, and he's in The Godfather 1 and 2. And toward the beginning, when there's the attack at Michael's home, in it, when he's in his bedroom, and then they're like chasing the guys on the property, and Michael says he wants him alive, and Rocco says, "We'll try," and Michael says, "Rocco, alive!" And so that's like ever since we got the Rocco Spindler commitment, just echoing through my head over and over has been Rocco alive.
Good.
So good. Rocco.
You will never not have a Godfather reference.
I was just gonna say,
Just
any
shoehorn that in.
Godfather references are welcome on this program, in my opinion.
Always welcome. Rocco doesn't make it to the end of the movie, unfortunately, but
No.
watch
Shame.
the movie if you're interested. Yep. Any final thoughts, guys? We covered a lot of ground today.
We did. We were kind of all over the
We
place.
did.
I
This
love it
was
though.
fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is kind of that weird season, you know. We're trying to
This
find,
is
but
yeah.
luckily,
This is the
Nebraska
off season.
football,
This is the
never a
off
dull
season.
moment. Never a dull moment. We got things to talk about, like new special teams coordinator, concessions, shakeups, you know, some fun stuff.
Don't buy. You brought it up earlier, selling peanuts. Do you guys actually buy peanuts at a game?
No.
No, but if someone
Baseball, at a
else,
baseball game, I would.
and
Not
actually,
even
if so,
there.
I probably never bought peanuts, but if someone I'm with has them, I will eat them like crazy. Like I do,
Really?
like I'll just kind of nervously break the shells and sit there and eat them. Like I don't eat, like, and I like peanut. Like this was who doesn't like peanuts? So like but I just won't buy them on my own, I guess.
Okay. All right. I'm just checking.
I wouldn't do it at
What's your
football. I would do it at a baseball game. I would buy a bag
problem
of
with
peanuts.
peanuts, Jeff? You got a problem with peanuts
No,
then?
I don't like crunchy peanut butter. I'll tell you that much right now. It's got to be creamy all the way.
Oh, for sure. Of course. Of course.
Okay, thank you. Wow, you agree with that? Usually I get a lot of pushback on the
I
crunch.
like both. I don't hate on anyone that doesn't want crunchy peanut butter.
I mean, I will eat crunchy if it's the only thing available, but I'm all creamy all the time if I have a
Me too.
choice. Yeah.
And I'm not a big, so peanuts, I'm not a big sunflower seed guy either. Sorry. I know you probably love them, TJ,
I do, and
or
you can go
Claypool.
straight to hell. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I say
Yeah.
to that.
Just it's
Yeah, go
savage,
back. Go
spinning
back
your
to
seeds
Russia.
everywhere.
This is America. We eat sunflower seeds here, especially at outdoor sporting events,
If he dies, he dies.
particularly baseball.
Yeah.
You know where they don't like sunflower seeds, Jeff? North Korea.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is America.
Why don't you go hang out with? No, never mind. We'll
Yeah,
stop the
all right,
joke.
take it
Stop the
easy.
joke.
Good
Stop the
Lord.
joke.
Cut it. Why don't you mute him? Cut his mic off, Owen. Cut him off.
He's the general. I can't do that.
Oh, you sweet bastard. All right, boys, great conversation, great discussion. The only thing I can guess is well, so once this episode comes out, it'll be the day after the Super Bowl. So we're recording it before the Super Bowl. That's why we don't have any hot takes or reactions to the actual game itself. My only guess is by the time we have another episode, more news will have broken on
Yeah,
something related to
absolutely.
Husker football.
Oh,
There's
yeah.
always something going on.
Always winning the off season.
That's exactly right. But we got a lot, and beyond that, we got a lot of sort of longer term fun, sort of non-timely episodes planned for the off season. So we're looking forward to all that. More to come soon. But we appreciate you hanging out with us as always, Common Fans. Go to www.commonfan.co. Check out the website. Sign up for the newsletter. It's free. Sign up for all the fun and frivolity with the Common Fans.
And subscribe on YouTube, damn it. Do it.
Please subscribe
I
on
want you to
YouTube.
subscribe on YouTube right now.
We are
As I
so
let you
close
guys.
to 1,000. Help us get there. Tell your
Rapidly
family,
approaching.
friends, coworkers, family
Do it. We're this
members.
close. We're almost there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everyone subscribe. We're getting there. So much fun to do this. We have so much planned for the offseason. We're very excited about it. And we'll be back at you soon. In the meantime, as always, GBR for life.
Thank you.